And hey guys!
Welcome back, guys, to episode.
What is that? Deck?
Dex?
Hi, Shaman. They haven't seen us in a while. Come on.
Guys, it's episode 20.
Oh, sorry, I got me stuck. 10, but we're on 20K.
Yay!
Our 10th episode is where we basically have reached 20K.
Yeah.
And that's so beautiful.
Even if we reached like a 5K or something, I would
exactly,
have been
gassed. Exactly, I would have been gassed for a milestone at 10K.
Oh, 10.
I mean, 10.
Yeah, 10K.
Episode 10.
Oh, no, yeah, episode. Oh, shit.
It's all over the place. We're all over the place.
I'm still processing.
Guys,
I'm on 2K.
It's 11:19. Please. Spare us some change. Anyways, bear with us. I feel like the mics are not loud enough
today. No, trust they are very loud.
Oh, you need to put mine up then. Give us
your headphones. Your headphones. Yeah, put my headphones up.
What number are you again?
Do you know what? Can you put mine down? Because the back of my neck's hurting.
Hello!
That's how loud it is.
Stop.
Relax while you're at.
Break.
What number are you?
Four.
Give us a moment, guys.
Can you tell we haven't been in a while?
Shut up!
Your
mind is quiet.
I can't hear shit. Hi!
I
can't
hear it.
Okay.
No, that's actually hurting me.
You're
not for her age,
are you? Is that good? You switched it off. I can't hear shit. Am I even here?
I'm barely.
Hello?
It's your present.
Okay, now? Put it up, man. I ate my ears.
Pick it up.
How about that?
Whoa!
Yeah. Bring that down.
It's been that gory.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Right, back to the topic.
I know you want to slop it.
Stop. We've done that three episodes straight.
No. We did it three times in one episode.
Why are you counting? Anyways, guys. No, seriously. This is
Assalamualaikum.
Anyways, guys, on a roll though, the last time we filmed was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I know you got a video last week.
Because we're obviously responsible people, we're consistent. Yeah.
Nerves are high, butterflies are flying.
Oh my god,
but tell them about your UK trip, because obviously you're back now.
Oh my god, guys, I went to Ukraine and it was alright. The food wasn't great.
You lot in Ukraine, why are you not feeding my good sis, bro?
Wallahi, guys, I came out to London, these lot picked me up from the airport, and Aisha brought like cake. I downed that.
I downed that.
Oh, it was really nice.
Mine was undercooked. I can't remember.
Oh.
I can't lie.
No, I remember saying it was really nice. But then again,
you ate it in the car.
Then again, I was really hungry though.
But yeah, Aisha's a good baker. Anyways,
Aisha baked it. Shout out to her.
If you lot don't know, go to Instagram. Aisha baked it. Yes. It's not her, but it's another Aisha. Yeah. Anyways, guys.
But yeah, guys, it was actually really, like, I felt responsible. I felt like an adult.
Yeah.
I felt grown. I was like, I'm doing big girl shit. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
I'm doing big girl stuff. But yeah.
But how was like the people? I was only.
They were in war.
Oh my god, guys! I didn't know that Ukraine and Russia are in an active war right now. I had no like information about like what they're going through. So I went there and I was thinking, why are there soldiers on the street? Why are there tanks on the street?
That's actually very scary.
No, it wasn't that bad. But yeah, no, I was the only black girl. I'm joking. But yeah, no, I was the only black girl, the only hijabi, the only Muslim. Everyone there was Ukrainian.
So it was a bit to adjust to. There was a competition and you won it?
Oh, yeah. So basically, everyone has to do like a little speech about how they would change the world and like what they would do to change the world and whatever. And like talk about like their like projects that they're doing at the moment. And yeah, I gave a little speech and I won it. And I won a bit of funding for a project I'm doing. So isn't that great?
Yeah,
great.
But
great stuff. But she's back now and we are able to be up to date.
Yeah, she's back.
Everything.
My squad and me.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, I just realised there was a comment I wanted to shout out, but it's on my phone.
That's crazy. We're not shouting out then.
Next time.
I have one that I want to shout out.
I feel like we should do an episode just showing out everyone because you lot are so nice. Like, why are you lot so
Let's
nice?
Let's talk about the fact that we've got 20K and how beautiful people are.
Like, why? What did we do to deserve this? No offense.
Let me know.
No offense to you.
Let me know.
No offense to.
It's kind of crazy.
Can you tell him back after a while?
Yeah. Words not there.
Guys.
No, but that's so crazy to me that, like, not only did we get 20K, but we got so much. We literally got, like, double so the amount of subscribers that we have. Yeah. That's how much love we got. Like, we got so much love.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, us?
Love on the barracks.
Us?
Little old me.
Are you sure?
Do you know where I live?
Are you sure? Do you know who I am?
Nothing special.
So, let's move on to the actual podcast. What do we not want to
talk about? Okay, fine. No, honestly, let's get to the podcast.
I feel bad, look at me now. I'm ready, like. I'm leaving.
Guess who's back? My squad and me.
I'll right. this test, dot my eyes and cross my T's. And
all right, cool. guys, okay, I have something to say.
Whoa, there's a paragraph
here. I have a paragraph here, but that's just one point, though.
Say what life.
Yeah, one point? Okay, guys, let me just set the scene, yeah?
Let me get comfortable.
So it basically has to do with, obviously, that we got a lot of love from the podcast, and obviously we got 20,000 subscribers. Not to mention, in 3 months.
Allahumma barak.
Allahumma barak. Like, thank you guys so much, yeah? And then, basically, the other day, we basically went to, like, an event that had other content creators in it. Shout out to you lot that were there, obviously.
If you were there, you were in it.
If you were on our live as well the other day, then you would know. Shout out to everyone on our live.
We're not shouting out the live, bruv. You lot here.
Oh, yeah.
Hold that, bruv.
Oh, yeah, no. Everyone who was hitting on the live, respectfully, suck your mother.
Shout out to the 7 a.m. squad.
Yeah, you know who you are. But yeah, no, so we're with other content creators, whatever, and obviously when you're with like other content creators, you obviously talk about, you know, the industry and like stuff like that and like how it is and like what you should be doing or whatever, yeah? So obviously we're a 3, Diary Room, okay? And yeah, so we were basically like, we're just talking about Diary Room and whatnot, and we were basically told that obviously like have Diary Room, but it's also good to like grow your own pages and stuff. Mm-mm. And then immediately I was like,
I would never
That's something I would never do. Something that I would never, ever, ever do.
And
yeah?
I want to reiterate, I'm only doing this because I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah, same. No, do you know what's mad? I thought that only I felt like that. I thought that like you and you were like, no, yeah, like I'll still do it, like concentrating, like yeah, 100%.
You know that I don't even like doing it on my own.
Yeah, but like entertainer. So I just thought, you know,
it's my personality, man. But that only comes out when I see people, man.
Like, yeah, but you're seeing the internet.
Entertainer on the social medias. Like, no.
I hear that.
I'm not an entertainer.
I hear that. But yeah, no. So I was thinking about that, and I was like, I would never do it. Obviously, same for you guys as well. Now that I know. But I would never do it without you guys, basically. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, maybe the industry isn't for me. Because if, yeah, mad.
Whoa.
I was thinking a lot, guys. I was like, listen. Let's take a step back. And also, I'm telling you guys, because obviously, I'm very honest on this podcast. You lot are my friends, basically. So
am I low, guys?
I'm very open.
Sorry.
Oh, are you low? No, you're not low.
Low.
Let me see the chair. No, you're not low. But yeah, you lot are my friends, so I'm very honest and open like, with you guys. You know what I mean? Like, we're all friends here. Safe space. But no, I was just thinking to myself, like, is the industry for me? Because if I'm not willing to do it on my own and I'm only willing to do it with other people, then is the industry really for me? Like, am I built for this industry?
No, but let me tell you something.
What?
Like, for example, let me take your point and I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
The industry is not for me, it's for us.
Yeah.
So that's
okay.
To answer your question.
Yeah.
I don't think the industry is for me because if it was on my own, I'm not. Then I have to explain it. Like, I would never create an Instagram and be an influencer. I would never create a TikTok and be my own personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would never create...
I would never
be on YouTube with myself. No
myself,
way.
Ever. Literally, I don't think
way.
I would, yeah.
So
yeah.
Technically, the industry's not for me, like personally for me, but it is for us.
For
like,
us.
We're different, like... That's a different thing. Do you get it?
As a collective, it is for us, but individually, it's not kind of thing. Yeah. And then I basically...
Carry on.
No, go on, because I'm going to move on.
No, basically, I was going to say how point has left my
That's
brain.
That's not fair. I want to take your point.
Can you not tell that it's late?
Can you not tell it's been a while?
Oh, sorry, I remember. Okay, basically, you know how, like, I don't know how to explain it, but us three... Like, we bring something to... I don't know how to... Like, me on my own, there's nothing going on in my life. Like, for me to be on socials, for me to YouTube my life, like, hey, guys, look at this and look at that.
What's
like,
different about me, but, like, by myself?
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean.
What do I have to give... Not to give to the world, because that sounds like I'm a boring individual, but what...
You are.
What am I bringing to the table? Absolutely nothing. But as a free... Like, we're bringing our friendship.
That's where I disagree. Yeah. That's why I disagree. I can't lie.
Really?
No, that's why I disagree. And you lot are going to be like, no, I didn't know. But it's my own thoughts, yeah? Don't shame me for my thoughts, yeah?
I'm going
to
shame you.
Don't shame me for my thoughts.
Okay.
In my head, I was like, you bring lots to the table. I'm here for shits and giggles.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't bring much to the table, guys. I'm here for shits and giggles. I don't bring much. I'm going to be honest.
This is the
fishing
line.
No, it's not fishing.
She's got a long-ass rod right now, and she's spinning that guy.
This is why I don't talk about shit, yeah, because whenever I talk about something, you always say I'm fishing.
No, I'm joking. No, but that's such a weird thing to say.
No, but that's how I feel.
Let me feel.
I hear you. You thanks to tell your story. However, if we're talking about the logistics
English
is not it. If it was just me and Aisha, it would not work. If it was just you and Aisha, it would not work. If it was just me and you, it would not work. It's because it's us three. Agree with me in the comments right now.
No, don't agree with any comments. I'm joking.
It's no, I do hear you. And obviously, you need to be there for it to bind.
Like,
So basically, you're saying that obviously, like, each of us are the glue.
Each of us, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
if one's been taken away, that's the glue that's gone and all falls apart.
Let me tell you what it is. So there's three of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Think of what's something that works in freeze only. I should have thought about this before.
Not a lot, you know.
Oh shit.
Not a lot works in freeze. That's why.
Think of a triangle right now in your head, everyone. Think of a triangle. If you can't think of it,
I was about to say something
leave
mad.
YouTube
I couldn't say
and
that.
Go draw on Snapchat. Shush! Sorry. And come back. Think of a triangle. There's three spots here. If you take one away, it's no longer what is it? It's a broken triangle.
It's literally no longer
you can't call it a triangle anymore. So what is it?
It's a line.
It's lost its...
It's a line.
It's lost its meaning. What is it? It's lost its meaning.
Okay, let's slow down.
It's lost its personality, its name, its meaning. Shut your mouth, stop looking at me.
Shout
me, I don't know what I'm saying.
Shout me. But guys, I also have another point.
I get what you're trying to say.
I understand that.
It's not really a trio, but... And Deck. If you took out Deck, who the fuck?
That literally says my point.
No, it doesn't.
It does, because that's a duo. And I'm saying that you took him back as a duo. That's what I'm saying.
No, but we can't. I can't work with her.
Okay. Get a leap. Sorry.
Hold that thought and spin that gun.
Hear this.
How would that work? Because there's certain things like, there's certain things you bounce off only if it's us three. There's not banter that I just have, most of it is like, inside jokes, us
free,
however, and stuff like that.
I do get you. I'm saying get you. Yeah.
Whoever gets what I'm trying to say.
I hear you guys clearly, and that's good to know. I understand. Also, sorry, I sound like I'm dismissing your point. Sorry. But you know, I had another point as well that ties in with the whole conversation we were having the other day, whatever, about like content creating and whatever.
You know,
yeah,
you're needed. Like, you don't realize what
she's saying.
Sorry, but you don't realize that.
You're thinking about it.
I told you I'm working in slow mo today. No, but deep it, like,
what?
How can you think that you're not needed? Like, you're so needed. Yeah,
but it's not something that makes me upset. It's like, I'm happy for you. Do you know what I mean?
No, but you think that you don't add anything, and that's so sad. No.
You're downplaying yourself and your personality. Like, what?
No, but it's not that deep. Like,
that's very deep.
That is really not
deep.
Really. I'm
because
actually
you're
a big woman.
You're trying to say you're just here as a plus one.
You're just here for vibes.
Oh. I didn't mean that.
Shall I leave? Shall
No.
Because at this point...
No, but that's so... Well, like,
guys, shout out me.
I'm sorry for that.
I'm
so sorry for making you feel like that.
That's quite sad. Yeah, I'm going to go...
Making us feel like that. I'm sorry.
You feel like that.
Yeah, anyway.
True. Sorry. Move on.
Don't hug me.
Okay.
Get off me. Anyway, guys, yeah.
Clearly, touch is not your personality trait.
It's actually not my love language, yeah.
That's sad.
Anyway, what I was going to say as well is that, you know, in that conversation that we're having about with obviously the other, not influencers, content creators.
Ooh, that man.
Content creators. Yeah. So basically, I was just, it wasn't the conversation, it was the fact that we were there, yeah? So obviously we're having a lot of fun at the event, like, I was having a bit too much fun, yeah? But in my head, the fact that I was there just made me deep, the fact that I'm almost in the industry, and that scared the hell out of me, like, I don't think I was done, like, that literally scared me so much that, like, literally...
I get what you're trying to say a little bit, like, to be around people that are doing the same thing as you, and only that, like, kind
of... Yeah, it made me so, so anxious, yeah, that literally, the whole night, I was having a lot of fun, but in the back of my head, I was anxious. As in, literally, I was so anxious to the point where I was like, literally, at the end of the night, I think it was like around four. No, like
end of the night.
Sorry.
Not four.
No. I'm saying, like 4 hours before the end of the night even came. Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of acting. Let me give up. I said, I'm too anxious for this. Let me just give up because I was having too much fun to cover the fact that up that I was anxious about the fact that I was in the industry.
Let me tell you something.
Very scary.
I don't think that's right because you shouldn't see it as I'm here as an influencer. You should just see
No. I'm saying that I was anxious because it made it very real. Do you get it? It made it very real for me. Like,
I know what you mean.
Like this right here.
What specifically are you scared of though? Because when I think
I'm scared of people. Like, as you know what it is, yeah. here I'm fine, because like, I'm talking to a phone, but I don't deep that behind the phone there's 20,000 people. Like, I deep that shit. I'm at this event, I'm having a great time, but I'm at this event for a reason. I'm soon going to be in the industry, and I'm soon going to be watched by a lot of people, and that is scary. Like, that's what I thought about myself.
I don't even know if you should say inshallah, because you don't want it.
No, obviously, I have to, like, grow into it and, like, get into it.
Very, very scary.
But,
the only reason why I think you're scared is because it's new to you, and you've never done it before, and it's not something that you've even seen around you. Like, we don't have friends that are like that. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa, you're I'm the first in the bunch.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Like, you're first generation.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. But yeah, no, in conclusion, I loved the event. The event was great.
No more events.
No, more events, obviously, because I have to, like, grow out of this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, in conclusion, like, I loved the event. I loved every single soul there. Shout if you're watching this, shout out to you. I loved every single one of you.
Cutie.
But I just felt anxious because that event made it feel. It wasn't you guys. It was the event that made it feel real that I'm actually doing this.
You did sit and, like, keep it for a second.
Yeah.
As well, which makes it, like.
Yeah, like, it made me think. Surreal. As in, guys, okay, let me just give you a little secret. Yeah. Wallahi, I was like, for about 10 seconds, I was thinking to myself, do you know what? After episode 10, I might call it a day. Wallahi, like, that's how much I was anxious.
That's a secret, that's a confession.
That's how much I was anxious. Like, I thought, you know what? Cameraman sounds fine.
But when I sat there and said, when I sat there and said, oh, 100k, scary, guys, no one related to me.
It's because I didn't deep it.
Dismissing me.
I didn't deep it.
No, you can't be crazy, dude. You said you would leave.
No, not leave, but.
Yeah, that's.
I literally thought after episode 10, let me call it a day, guys.
Sorry, I need to sip up. Why are you all looking at me?
Because you're talking.
It's your feelings. I'm
Sorry. Yeah, no, I fully thought after episode 10, call it a day. And then obviously I came to my senses and I thought, do you know what? Like,
I can't believe
it's actually a vibe.
Doesn't it motivate you when you see, like, not numbers, but, like, people, like, supporting you, people saying, oh, you're doing, like, what you're doing?
Yeah, no, so, it did motivate me a lot, but then it was that event that made it real, because behind the screen, it's so nice to see, like, oh my God, wow, like, people are
I know
but then
mean.
When you actually see people that actually support you, it's like, oh, there's actually people out there that actually watch.
Real people.
But, like,
I can't, like, one thing about this podcast,
I'm talking to a phone, do you know what I mean?
Well, not even just a podcast, everything. It just,
nothing
feels real because I haven't seen anyone.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just talking to, like, internet friends.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking to a camera right now, and that's why, like, I'm so calm, but, like, when I think about it, like.
Mina, so if we were to have, like, an event hosted by us. You'd feel proper anxious.
I'd feel proper anxious because it's like, you're actively watching me. You literally know my every move, my every, do you know what
that
I mean?
You know that I got bullied in year three, man.
You know, people were trying to find her in the comments. I love that so much.
Oh my days, they do.
Shout out to Tila in the comments. We actually read everything.
They do.
We don't reply to everything, but we read everything.
We actually do. Shout out to
anyways, but yeah, no, that's me done. On that note, I want to ask you two a question.
Oh.
Personal. Yeah, I want to ask you two something.
Go on.
So let me bring it.
Oh my God, can I bounce off what we were just talking about?
Of course you can, love. You can do whatever you like. It's your podcast.
Would this ever be, like, a priority to you? Like a full time thing?
If I was earning enough,
Why would I? Really? I would rather not do anything else. My English is so
I will always see this as a hobby. I don't know.
No, that doesn't correlate. Hobby and full time doesn't mean it's not a hobby.
My point is hobby and my full. I'm saying work. This would become work for
you. It wouldn't become work. It's just your full time hobby.
True that, girl, like.
No, like, wouldn't you rather just have fun all the time? But so you're right now just having fun.
I wouldn't make this full time for me.
Oh, really?
Like, I have other goals and other stuff. No offense, guys. I love you, but I would still be here. Yeah. But yeah, my point is, I wouldn't ever spend my full time on this, like on YouTube or anything like that.
Yeah.
I feel like I have other stuff to do.
Like, what do you want
to
do?
Just other goals to reach on that, innit?
Do you know what? I hear her because, like, now, me, for example...
I think this is not...
I'm trying to chase a goal, but then I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to correlate.
So I'm trying to do both.
But I think that's all of us, though. That's just something in the... Like, it's still in the back of my head. Like, oh, I need to do this and that. But I'm like, oh... But
it's sad, though, because...
Yeah. But 100%, if this obviously earns, like, way more...
Blows,
than what I'm actually doing, then
no,
I'm
but guys, think of it like this. This
but I always do this, obviously. I'm always going to be here, do you get it?
This is how I think of it.
I'm always going to think, what if?
Mm. No, but this is what I think about. I think that this, for example, even if it blows, inshallah, like, God willing...
Inshallah.
I still wouldn't do that as a full-time thing. Like, I'd leave it in, like, maybe... 2 years and then just continue my actual life. Do you get it?
Oh, yeah,
like this
yeah.
for now is fun, but when you're gonna reach an age where it's
well,
like,
yeah.
I have a kid to look after.
Yeah,
I can't
go out.
Everyone's thinking, damn, these girls about to leave us.
No one's leaving.
Going anywhere anytime soon.
I wish I could do this for the rest of my life, and who knows? Wallahi, we actually don't know. In 10 years, you could be like, whoa, what? Look what we're saying.
Guys, low key, yeah. Guys, low key.
that.
Guys, low-key, I kind of want them to, like, be a part of my life. Like, I want them to, like, see, like, where I go.
That's the thing. That's
see,
something
like,
that
my first kid, like, see, do you know what I mean? Like, see that.
Can I be honest? Like, that's something that needs to grow in my heart, because right now I don't want that. I don't want to. I don't want that journey forever.
Not forever. But I want them to know that I'm okay. Do you know what I mean?
I would love for it to grow on me and, like, for me to be like, okay, now this is actually something I proper want. Like, do you see them, like...
You know what? This is reminding me of so much.
What?
This isn't goodbye. This is see you later.
Imagine we do that. Literally. Imagine in 10 years.
Guys, last
you know
video.
What's so crazy? Can I just say? It's to do with what you're saying.
Okay.
But isn't it so crazy how you don't know what's going to happen in 10 years?
You don't.
We say all of this, but Ash could be in prison, bro.
Ash could be locked up. They won't let her out.
DP, I can be a completely different country.
Guys, I'm so sorry, but remember, okay, I'm going to bring it back to the olden days, Last December, us three sat at Aisha's house at 5 a.m. when we first made the, like, diary room,
Can we tell them how it happened?
Yeah, let's tell them how 100%
just a quick story.
So
I had this account. Oh, no, this is YouTube. Sorry. I had my TikTok account.
It all started on TikTok, by the way.
Like a few thousand followers. And then I didn't want it anymore because I have, like, this thing where I... Yeah,
she hates herself online. Like, she has like a phase where she's like, she likes it and then she hates it for a while. Then likes
right
it again.
Now I'm in the like it phase.
Instagram. In about 2 months, her Instagram will be gone.
Yeah, I can't lie. You lot enjoy it as it's here. Anyways, but yeah, cool. So I was having one of the moments in my life where I'm like, delete everything, delete my face off the internet. So I deleted my TikTok. Well, not deleted, just like wiped everything. And then I was in Aisha's house just chilling with me, you know. It was like 3 a.m. and I was like, you lot, who wants my TikTok? Like, I was just saying, as like, because these...
As a joke,
who wants my TikTok to use? You can take my account, da da da, blah, blah. Then these lot were like, nah, we don't want that. Then I said, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Postman.
Wait a minute. Should we make a group on that way? Because the thing is with me, I don't like putting my face out there
by
alone.
Yourself.
I swear initially,
you put up a post that was about a group of us and it actually went viral.
Oh, it did.
That wasn't ever me.
It wasn't ever you.
Nothing I posted on my private TikTok was ever about me. Yeah. It was about the group. But anyways,
and it went viral every time.
Then basically, I was just like...
I'm funny, guys.
Listen to our story.
Sorry.
Yeah, cool. So then we, I was like, should we just make it a group thing? Then we all looked at each other and we said, what if this actually, like, works for us?
Imagine it works.
And we all laughed. We all said, stop cringing each other out. It's just for fun.
We were so cringed out, guys.
The fact that it's going to work work. That we were like, oh, but just do it. And then we were like, we need to think of a name. I promise you, it took 10 minutes. I just thought of Diary Room, and we don't know why. But what was the other names? Because we had other names.
What was the other name? I want to actually think about this. What was the other name?
They were very moist, babe.
Yeah, I remember them being
moist. I wish
something
I wrote it
about
down.
Crazy. There was something about crazy. They,
it was crazy.
That?
It was crazy.
I remember.
It was crazy.
Crazy trio. Crazy.
No. It was like, what was it, man? Oh, I wish I remembered.
Anyways, yeah, so we just called it Diary Room. We put a DP up and then we posted our first TikTok. It went really well. Yeah. Actually, the first TikTok didn't go well. 2 weeks later, it blew, but we were still posting. Do you not remember what was the first TikTok? It was like Muna made an
edit. That was really, it went really well.
No, but not straight away.
Not straight away. I think it was like 4 days later.
Well, I thought it was like two weeks. Anyways, yeah, cool. And now we're here.
And now we're
the
here.
The end. That's how it happened in a flash.
It was literally a whim. Like, it was like, you know what? We're actually always together. We're always like making snaps or whatever. Yeah. Why not just put
it
online?
Guys, it hasn't even been a year since we've been on the scene.
Alhamdulillah. And this is all because of you guys.
No, but I don't get it. Like, how... What?
What are we?
What are we?
Crazy.
It's so mad.
Yeah, that was the story. What were we saying? Sorry. Because I was
I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, yeah, go
on.
On
that?
Yeah, no, you had something about TikTok.
I don't know. We're bouncing and bouncing, but
wait,
it's fine.
No, you said something. I was like, wait, let me actually tell them the story though.
Oh no, I was talking about. I want to go back to the days where we like first started, and then you.
No, that's
on.
What you said.
Wait, it was.
You asked us a question for us two.
Yeah, I'm about to say it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I have a question for these two. Yeah, and it's quite a deep question, but I feel like it all ties in together. Like the way that this episode is structured is so nice.
I can't take my
because it's literally all deep. Oh yeah. Okay. Cool. So, this is what I wanted to ask both of you, yeah? Don't look at my phone. That paragraph was what we just talked about.
Oh, okay.
But anyway,
that's
okay.
That's so cute. You wrote like a paragraph.
Yeah, because I had to get all my thoughts down. Like, I had a lot of thoughts.
Journaling, do it.
Journal, guys. But listen, okay, so, if this was our last conversation, is there anything that you'd want me to know or you'd want to say to me or each other, obviously, not just to me? So, is there anything you want to say to Aisha? Anything you want to say to me? Anything you want to say to me?
It's kind of personal.
Can I say something?
It's deep.
Well, they don't need to know, but you see the conversation from the other day. I think that's what I would say.
What conversation?
The thing that, like, we had an honest conversation about
therapy
session.
Yeah, a therapy session.
Oh, therapy. Oh, okay, okay.
I think that's what it would be.
Would that be your last conversation? They wanted to.
No, like it would be a long conversation, and that would be in it just to get off. I don't want it to.
No, but I'm saying, like, what would be the last thing you want to say to me? Like, what would you say
like
to me?
Like, the last...
Yeah, that's the thing. No, because that can't be the last thing you want to say to me. Do you get it? Or it might be, sorry.
No, it wouldn't. The last thing would be...
Yeah.
Give me a hug, because I don't like it. I'm joking.
I
would just talk about our friendship and the times we had. Like, I know it's a bit moist, but like, it's my last...
This is a bit sinister, but, like, as if, like, you were...
Yeah. Like, if it's our last conversation, like, that's
you're getting
it.
Getting M'd off.
That's it, like.
Like, the bullet's there.
The bullet's there, and someone says, talk now!
Forever hold your peace.
Forever hold your peace, yeah.
Me, I should do it so I can just panic in the moment.
Yeah,
speak now, forever hold
me,
your peace.
Me, you idiot.
Oh, you speak now. Speak to you. Oh,
no, it's to me.
Speak now. Bit more thing, speak now.
What do you want to say to me?
She's going
to
die.
I need to panic.
10, 9, 8.
She's dying.
6, 5. Ooh.
I'll pray for you and I'm going to make you a mosque. I don't know what I would say. It's something that you can just hold.
Mad, I know what I'm going to say to you guys and it's really like...
Oh, oh my God, tell us.
No, but you say yours
first. I don't know. Okay. I said my answer.
5!
Okay, relax. Four, I know what I'm saying.
Role play.
Relax.
3!
Time, hey.
Two,
put that
down.
Oh.
Oh, I said my answer already.
What?
About our friendship and the times we had. That's what I'll talk about.
Yeah. Listen, okay, it's cool.
Say that if you died.
Okay, so I'll start with you because I remember yours first. I can't remember yours. I was
rude.
I remember yours first.
Sorry.
So, oh yeah, I was going to say to you, and don't cry on camera because it's a bit moist.
Why would I?
But...
She's even gonna cry.
One girl's gonna sob, guys.
Well,
she's gonna sob.
Okay,
but
go
no,
on.
I would say to you, just stop caring. But and not to say that you care a lot, because there's a lot of things you don't care about. Like a lot of things you don't care about. But there's also a lot of things that you do care about in terms of like social media, like how you look and stuff and blah blah. Like also like how you perceive yourself on social media. Like don't think that something's moist. Like why do you care?
If it's moist, deep.
No, it's true. Like, if you think it's moist, that's on them. They think it's moist. Why do you care?
Stop caring.
Do you get it?
Think.
Also, why do you care about how someone sees you? What?
Hey, you're just like bullets are going through.
That person
now.
Literally doesn't know you at all. Doesn't even know your name. How do you care? Yeah. So I'll say to you. One girl flinched.
I didn't know it was coming to me. That's all you had to say.
I didn't even have time to process it. We'll talk about the next one. Oh, shit.
You have to respond?
That's funny.
I didn't even know what to respond.
To you, one thing I would say, yeah, is you need to stop seeing yourself in a certain light. Like, you see yourself in one...
That's a bit mad.
No, listen to what I'm
saying.
Listen to what I'm saying. You see yourself as here. By the Spotify users, I'm putting my hand low just so that they can know. You see yourself as here, but you're actually there. Do you get it?
Oh,
and you don't give yourself credit at all.
Yeah, that's true, wallahi.
You don't give yourself credit at all.
And I would say,
you're not allowed to speak right now. Because it's also you. Dude, hey, okay. Give me high five.
Hold up. She said, hold that. But yeah, no, you don't give yourself credit at all. And you also, it's you have this morphia on a different level. You see things that aren't there.
Actually, you know you actually got...
You actually have dysmorphia.
No offence, like...
As in mental dysmorphia, body dysmorphia, face dysmorphia, like...
Dysmorphia.
Every type of dysmorphia.
You don't know who you are. I don't think you know who you are.
Yeah, maybe I don't. Yeah. I need to figure that out.
You know what's crazy? This is actually a fact. What you see when you look at yourself is different to what we see.
Mm.
Do you get it? So you need to remember that.
That's what's crazy, though.
No, but you need to remember
Wait,
that.
Wait, what do you mean by see? Do you think my reflection?
Yeah, like just... when okay, that, yeah.
Like how you see yourself
both ways,
isn't
yeah.
how we see you. Yeah, like
look
we're looking at you right now.
What are you talking about?
Okay, but you look greater to us.
Yeah, you look greater. Do you get it? So imagine how you see yourself. You look better to us.
Man, I want to use my pickup.
Shout at her.
Listen.
No. Caught me, man.
Oh, like, you know, carry on, yeah.
No, but I'm being serious. I feel like you have a lot of
work to do.
Yeah, not work to do. Like,
you do have a lot of work to do. Though.
I think also what you do, Aisha, is you compare.
Yeah,
and that's such a bad thing to do. Like, it's very damaging.
You know what's crazy? I don't think that it is. Oh. That's what it is.
You don't. What is it then?
It's me. It's actually just me.
See, and that's there we go. You're literally proving my point.
Because
give yourself credit.
You know
what do you mean it's
is?
Me?
Somebody
I'm
could
the fault.
Look. Somebody could look we exactly are, well. Like me, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, be my double. And I'd be like, look at them.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, actually,
and you put yourself down.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. You don't give yourself enough credit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
You need to give yourself that credit. But
shout
yeah.
out me and that. Shout out to a girl like me that need to grow.
Yeah, guys, if you're actually like Aisha, Oh my God, you
just
know
take a moment.
Breathe.
No, take a few weeks to yourself and just
self-care.
Self-everything. I should take notes.
I have self-love.
No,
okay,
let me you don't have enough, there. I'll be honest.
Maybe not, it's not 100%.
But it needs to be.
But we're getting there.
You are getting there, but you've got a long way to go.
Yeah, I do. You know what else is actually a good point, yeah?
What?
You know how people say you don't really know yourself until like, you know how like when you grow up in a certain environment for too long, you only know yourself and your personality
in that environment.
Yeah, in that environment.
And until you leave that environment, you really don't know your true self.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Find a new environment to grow in.
Oh my God, 100%.
So I figure out what. Because really, truly, I don't know my.
That was such a good one. Wow.
Let's stop doing that.
I need to stop doing that.
Really, truly, not just me, but everyone. You don't know your true personality. Like, you don't know your. Because
I feel like deep. I can't lie. That's
you don't know your true self. Like, what your boundaries are until you actually step out of the environment.
You know
what,
I'm very thankful that I got to step out and understand that. Alhamdulillah. But I do still feel like I got a lot of work to do.
I feel like all three of us do have a lot of work to do, I'll be honest. And I feel like everyone out there, no one is perfect and no one thinks of themselves as perfect.
Yeah.
And if you do, alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah and thank
you. I actually applaud you because well done.
I also want to let you know that whoever's going through whatever internal battles, like mental battles that you have, there's so many people like
we're
you out there. You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Actually not alone.
Let's hold hands.
Come on. Hey, look at that. Even that.
You're not amazed.
Do that.
Oh, I was actually trying to hold hands. Even those people that are actually going through that stuff, remember that what you see is not what someone else sees. That's why when you think that people are lying to you and gassing you up, and they're not. Yeah. They're literally just telling you how it is, and you need to accept that for the truth.
Exactly.
Sometimes look at your reality from someone else's perspective.
Yeah. And remember, God made everyone beautiful, so you're trying to cuss God.
Okay, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah? Because someone here is going to literally be like, I've been offending God this whole time. Fuck. Oh, let me not swear.
No, guys, seriously, you can appreciate, but get my point.
But no, it's true, But it's not easy.
You know
it's
the other day, the nose comment, a lot of people actually made me, like, gave me a reality check. Wallahi, Allah made everyone perfect.
Yeah.
He made you perfect. We're not going to be the same, but we're all perfect. Like, hello. Just remember that, man. You're only the guy above thinks that you're perfect. So that's enough, man. You don't need approval from humans, bro. Humans that are made from clay and dust and
get off social media, man.
It's so ironic to say that when you're on social media watching us right now.
That's what gives you this mindset. No, I don't think YouTube's that toxic, I'll be real. But Instagram and... can't think of another toxic platform. It's actually just Instagram.
Do you know what? Yeah,
Instagram
Tumblr
is so fake. Wallahi,
can't lie. Yeah, Tumblr back in the day, like 2014 times, was actually a toxic place.
Was it?
You know, there was literally. And like pro anorexia pages on Tumblr. Wallahi.
Guys, there was a TikTok pages. I saw today, of this girl, and she is a model, since she was 16.
I think she's
22 now. Yeah.
2016.
And she was, this is American sizing, by the way. So she was size 0 to 4 when she started modeling, and now she's 4 to 6. Guys, deep how small, 4 to 6. Yeah. Oh no, she was 0 to 2, and now she's 2 to 4.
She showed her body in the video. She's
so
still very
tiny.
Slim.
She's tall and she's so tiny. And the modeling agency that she was casting for was like to her, lose some
weight. We can't see your bones.
We can't see your ribs. We need to see your ribs. And we're shooting in December. So by December, lose some weight.
What toxic?
Do you know how damaging that is? And I know it was a man that said that.
It was definitely a man, bro.
Looking at another female in her eye.
You know what's even more sad about that? She finally grew to love her body. At her weight. And even though she's still like so slim,
Guys, she's
and
so skinny. Just deep that the fact that the modeling agencies think that you need to be able to see ribs so that you are the beauty standard of the flipping world. Who has their ribs showing?
Who made those
flipping
beauty
standards? Nah, sorry.
You know what actually hurts though,
themselves, love yourself, because that shit is fake.
No. It actually hurts though. It's the fact that she literally every single day is restricting herself, like day by day. She was having a miserable life. I'm limiting herself, having a miserable life. Yeah, do you know how
she was
that
like
is?
How she had an eating disorder before and she finally overcame it, telling her to lose weight.
Yeah.
Do you know how? That's damaging.
You know what's worse? It's coming from a man.
Of course it is.
Why is a man in a modeling agency? These are for girls only, please.
Why are you standing there critiquing a woman's body?
Exactly.
Get out of here, man. But anyways, we have.
No, but look at your body. Look at your wife's body. I'm joking.
What does your wife actually look like?
Look at your Marge's body. Look at the pum that you came out of.
Okay.
Now I'm being angry.
The mother she wasn't present.
Don't care. She raised you. She raised you.
She did raise you.
She raised me.
I've got a question.
I want to know your question,
So basically, I should have said it before because it was so much to do with your last question. But anyways, my question was, how important are friends to you and what impact do they have on your life? So... what would you be without your friends?
Do you want to go first?
Yep. Good question. Like, everyone put clapping emojis in the comments.
I was about to clap for you like a dickhead.
Do it right now as well.
You know how you know how people say you are your friends?
You're not going to get a response. Yeah. Yeah.
You are.
Pick your friends wisely because would you not ask for me in Jannah?
Of course I would.
I'm praying for you right now.
Hold that. Listen, guys, no, seriously. This is for the younger audience that we have because we have so much younger audience that I feel like we have to say the right... It's so sad because we have to be careful with what we say that we're not the wrong influence. But most of the things we say is a joke. So
That's why I've been careful this whole podcast.
Yeah, so I don't want to say the wrong thing because of that audience. I'm looking out for them. But anyways,
but they should know that it's a joke, right?
No, but we get so many sensitive DMs.
You're
so
right.
This is for the younger audience. When you're young, you can actually make mistakes with friendship groups.
It's okay.
And all of that
it's alright.
It's actually okay.
It's okay. Burn that bridge. Like, leave that friendship group. Find another one. Come back out. Yep. Like, it's okay.
I've been through loads. Yeah. I've been through
bad. But if you find that one friendship group that Allah
even, it doesn't even have to be a friendship group. That one friend.
Or that one friend.
Yeah. Wallahi, hold on to them very tightly.
Very dearly.
And
cherish them.
Cherish that. Also, I just want to say, time does not matter. Like, we see all these quotes about, time. But I've been friends with them for 10 years.
Doesn't matter.
We don't care if you've been friends with them for 10 years because they're still a snake 10 years later.
Exactly.
Like, just leave that friend if they're toxic. Leave that friend if they're a snake. Leave that friend if they're...
Also, I would like to say, this might be a bit controversial. But it's just my experience, yeah?
Yeah.
Second chances don't exist.
Oh,
sorry.
Give it up to...
I don't agree with that. It's not haram. Because
not
you can forgive them, that's fine, but you don't have to be friends with them, do you get
it? Yeah, that's true. You can forgive them, it's fine.
I'm not giving you a chance at this friendship.
But I still forgive you for the sake of Allah, do you get it?
True.
However,
I just want to say, people can change though.
People can change, I'm not gonna lie. But... If you have an inkling that the next chance that you get, they're still being snaky, cut off. Even if it's
trust
an inkling.
Trust your gut.
Your gut is actually your best friend.
Trust your gut.
Your gut's your best friend.
This girl is good at that one. I'll be honest. You've done it for us because I don't even have a gut.
Oh my God.
But trust your gut. I said to God, guys, even if they haven't given you that sign, but you have that sign, that's from God. He's telling you, man. Just trust it.
Your gut actually really matters, honestly. Like, it saved me a lot.
Answer the question then, sorry.
What question? Oh, me answering the question. What was the question again? Sorry.
So what did your friends do for you and what impact did they have on your life?
Do you know what? I'm going to be honest, yeah? The same as Aisha, because obviously back in like year eight times, I was in a weird group, like a very, very odd group.
If you're watching,
it was very toxic.
And the thing is, guys, when I say toxic,
you love me thinking, oh yeah, they were snakes in the net. No, like
they were just
when
toxic.
When I tell you, like, it was like adult toxic, like shit you shouldn't be doing in high school. Like,
basically, they made me mature earlier than she should have. Yeah. She was still a kid.
Yeah, basically, like,
not just that, but I feel like if you stayed in that friendship group, it would have been detrimental. to your mental health,
100%.
Your physical health. Just
I don't
everything.
Think like I
For
definitely
everyone that's confused. We were friends from year seven.
But I just had
a closer knit friendship group.
But no, they would have honestly been detrimental to my mental health. Like, I feel like I would have had so many issues up here, like now, basically,
if I stayed
in this friendship. Yeah, yeah. So when you find that you're comfortable with, run with it. Sprint. Because I was able to basically be myself with these lot, if that makes sense.
I feel like, we said this in the last episode, you came out more when...
Yeah.
Like, when we got closer.
Yeah, because I clocked, these are people, like, I shouldn't be, I'm talking too much.
Do you feel like your personality changed?
Huh?
Do you feel like your personality changed?
It did, wallahi.
Oh, 100%
did.
Do you know why? Because
Runa's personality
back then, it was like, I didn't matter.
Everything.
No, like, yeah.
She put herself to the side.
I put myself to the side. I put them first.
Because
they were going through mad things.
She was the main character.
She is.
I'm not the main character, relax.
She is.
I'm not the main character. But no, I put myself to the back. And I was like, you lot are going through madness right now. Let me actually support you guys. But in that, they were basically bringing me down.
They were draining your energy.
They were dragging me down with them, basically.
Yeah.
And into their mental little, do you know what I mean?
Their mental state.
Mental state.
Really.
And
another
it was
thing
very
I
sad.
Say, oh, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm done.
Another thing I want to say, guys, if there's bumps in the road, that doesn't mean you have to cut them off. Oh, just communicate.
Yeah, communication
is communication
key.
Is so key. Like, you won't realise what someone is going through until you actually communicate. And then you might realise that, oh, shit, Spider-Man. Like, oh, we're literally, oh, if no one understands the meme, that's a bit awkward. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyways, yeah, like, we're all going through the same thing. Yeah, like, oh, it's not just me. Like, you're not going to feel like, personally attacked. Or, I don't know, that's just an example. But, communication is so
also,
key,
as well, I'm going to talk to, like, the younger generation right now, yeah?
Oh, we've been speaking to them.
Yeah, yeah. And, right, but, yeah, no, if you have, like, friends, right, who are glamorising mental health and all that stuff, and are making it look cool, cut them off.
What do we say about sprinting?
Cut them, sprint. Because they're using an actual real issue to basically make it like a pawn in a little game. Like, it doesn't make any sense. They're literally making that aesthetics.
Notice like, the attention seekers.
Yeah.
Notice what's real and what's attention
seekers. Notice
seeker.
Who needs help and
who's just attention who's just, seeking for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and who's just trying to make you need help in the long run. Yeah?
Okay. Moral That's of the story, crazy. Tell your friends to seek therapy.
No, and then leave
you
them.
Can be that therapy. You could be that therapy.
No, I'm saying the ones that are literally
but
trying
the ones
to,
that are making it a trend. I'm not making mental health a trend. It's not cool.
Remember,
it's not
you
great.
Can't take everything in your own hands. You're one human.
You know I mean?
Like,
yeah.
Come on, you're not professional.
Yeah. Like, just understand who actually needs help and who's and who you actually need to be there for and who you can't be there for. Do you know what I mean?
Also, clock the red signs from early. Like
the red flags.
Yeah, if I was to advise anybody out there that's watching, young people and everything, choose your friends wisely.
Oh yeah, is that what we said? Sorry, I baited ourselves out. it's for the younger audience mainly because you lot are the ones that are going through it right now. Yeah. I feel like the older lots, like our age lots, we've been through it, or even if you're still going through it, you're the minority. Does that make sense?
Sorry, man. You're the minority.
Yeah, like if...
Sorry, man.
If you've hit 20... Okay, I'm not even going to get into that. Basically, go
I feel
on.
Like you can find your true friends at any point
in
your
life.
Like, you could be 30 and find the friend
you're
that...
You're saying
like,
time doesn't matter. It's my friends for 2 weeks or 10 years. If the 10 years one is a snake, then drop them.
It's not even about being young or old.
In life, yeah. Let me tell you a lot about this, yeah? This is going to be
Here we go.
In life,
some
yeah.
knowledge.
God gives you a test, and your test could be for your friends. Go and if your friends are shit, yeah, and you've been through it for the 10 years of your life, God puts that test on you so you can cut them off and a better friend will come to you in your life. And it will be in the perfect time, in the time you needed the most.
Word. You know, your question was, what impact did your friends have on you?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like bad friends also had a good impact on me because it made me learn more and mature more. Yeah.
And learn what you shouldn't do in
shouldn't
a friendship.
Shouldn't do, you get it? So if you have bad friends right now, it's actually okay.
That's
like, you're literally going to learn from this.
Go both ways.
You're going to learn from this, do you get it? Like, it's actually good to go through bad people to kind of understand who you are as a person and how you can kind of like deal with these people.
You clock
as well.
Your morals from bad people, so you clock. You don't want to be like that because you have morals and values that you like. You're not putting yourself on a pedestal, but you notice things that you wouldn't do in them, and
it
that's
shapes
your friend.
You. It shapes you as a person, like
guys. The people that you chill with is like when you see them, they see you, and when they see you, you see them. So if you're chilling with the wrong people. People are going to see your friends and be like, that's how you are. So just
your
remember to choose your
friends.
Your friends
are a reflection of you. A
that's
lot
a
of
better
the time.
Way of saying it. Yeah, thank you, Ashram. That's a better way of saying it.
Basically, yeah. So choose your friends wisely in that sense. And if not, they don't even have to be a reflection of you, but let's say sometimes choose friends that you aspire to be like.
Yeah.
Because that can push
that's
you.
That's something
really
I want to
really
say.
Good.
Your friends need to be able to motivate you in a lot of things. So like in
academics, in jobs, in whatever you're
even
trying to do.
Even Islamically, if you want to increase your iman.
We should put Islamically first.
Yeah. Yes.
And then job-wise, and then, like, the way you live your life-wise, and morals, the way they
everything.
Live, and, So, friends are very important, guys.
Friends
like,
are
people
valuable.
Might tell you don't need friends, you don't need this.
You do need friends.
You need good company around you, whether that's your sister, that's your mom.
Sorry, you lot said you do need friends. Sometimes
I didn't say that. I said whether it's your sister, whether it's your mom.
No, but Asha, I think we you do need friends.
No,
like,
I think some people have family and they're content.
Yeah, okay, no, friends or family. Yeah. Friends
that's my
or
point.
Like they're all.
Yeah, low-key families are friends. Like,
They're friends. Some people are like their best friends with their sisters or their spin or their cousin. I don't know, but family can sometimes be that thing for them.
Yeah,
like, so they don't need friends.
But that's their friend.
Some people are very independent and they actually don't need anyone, but.
Yeah. No, but I feel like that's what they show to other people that they don't know anyone. They're good, but
inside
they're
actually
not.
I feel like it's mentally draining to be by yourself all the time. You want to speak to someone.
You seek companionship.
That's a human thing, you know, deep.
It is a human thing to do.
True.
Definitely.
Yeah, so going back to that, you do need friends, whether that be a friend in your dad or your in your mom or in your sister or in your cousin. Or
you need good people around you, man.
People can actually be friends with their animals. Hear me out, with your pets.
Wallahi, it's true. Yeah,
people are best friends with their dogs. Big
yeah. No, let me tell you something.
A dog's like, a man's best friend.
Oh, shit. Makes sense why it's the men's. Anyways.
They're also dogs.
Because you're also a blood clot dog, bro.
Friends are important. Friends, people that are young, you can make mistakes right now.
You're allowed. Here's your free cards and mistakes, yeah?
You don't have that time now. We're at that age where it's like, if I was to cut these two off, it's going to take me so long to build another friendship like this that I would probably avoid it.
Not to big you lot up, but I don't think anyone that I meet in my life in the future can ever match can ever match the vibe that I have with these two or ever match the energy that I get or the humor that I get.
Alhamdulillah,
all the laughs that I get. So, man, this is why, all of that. Choose your friends wisely. Some people don't even choose their friends. You lot just landed.
Relax, bro.
I didn't choose you.
It was that goddamn.
It was that goddamn 3-3-2 bus.
I know. Anyway, guys, we need to do an outro because it's about to cut
scene. Normally it's me that forces us to do the outro, so no,
but I'm literally watching the time and I'm like,
it's not even recording, it is, it literally, the lines are moving.
Your anxiety levels are here right now,
they're there, Spotify can't see us, man.
I hope you lot are grateful for the extremely long episodes. We literally timed our time by two.
We have something to say to you guys.
20 minute episodes, nice 40.
We have something to say to you guys. Okay, so obviously it's our 10th episode. Next episode is going to be different.
We should have done this from the start.
I know.
We're so dumb. We left out the big news.
Put it in the beginning.
Yeah, put this part in the beginning.
We have 1 minute, guys.
Guys, we have 1 minute, yeah?
Our next video is going to be a fun video. It's not going to be a podcast. And our new schedule is going to be every Saturday, 11 a.m, a fun video. Then the next Saturday, a podcast. Then a fun video. Then a podcast. You get my drift? It's been your boy, Ash. It's been your boy, Min. It's been your boy, Min.